In a major escalation, the Trump administration has deployed approximately 2,000 federal agents to Minneapolis, Minnesota. FBI, DHS, HSI, and ICE targeting widespread industrial-scale fraud in state-administered social services programs, while five states have had $10 billion in federal funds frozen for social services programs.
You have an understanding that 1,000 whistleblowers running an account on X have come forward to expose fraud in Minnesota state agencies, and they have been entirely ignored by Tim Walz and have even been retaliated against. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Even this morning, I got another message.
Make no mistake, we should be concerned about fraud in our state government. We cannot effectively deliver programs and services if we can't earn the public's trust.
The Tim Walz administration has utterly failed to protect Minnesota taxpayers and vulnerable citizens, ignoring years of credible reports and retaliating against those who spoke up, often by claiming they were racist or Islamophobic.
So today, if someone asks me, should I report fraud within DHS, I say no, no, no. It is career suicide plus a whole lot more. In our face-to-face meetings with a group of whistleblowers, they revealed that retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, being blacklisted from all state agencies, and then there was a veiled threat of the use of military intelligence against them. They later informed me that it was discovered that in some targeted employees or suspected whistleblowers' personnel files were pictures of their homes and their cars. They also described that supervisors asked them questions about their families that to them felt like a threat. One example was, we need to know where your kids go to school and where their bus stops are.
Fending off the links to fraud, Governor Tim Walz has nervously welcomed federal cooperation.
We have a requirement that the House run an audit, which they did not do. You are the gatekeepers on this. Demand that there's data practices, and if they have emails showing that I have committed fraud, you should get those.
Which agency will provide oversight? Who will be the investigators? Will it be audited? How often? Will the Attorney General's office play a role in that? Can you just speak to that?
Those conducting oversight will, to a certain extent, probably make themselves known to us.
While Attorney General Keith Ellison has already been exposed.
Your office was involved when Feed in Our Future was sued for the first time.
And I'll call them in my office and demand some explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm one of them, those guys you're talking about. April 30th, I got shut down and I got a, they put me on bows.
You say April?
April 30th.
Yeah.
You mean throughout the whole summer and the fall?
Yep. And I
haven't had money since then?
No, yeah. I have like 10 pilots sitting up to that safari.
Attorney General Keith Ellison was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that was keeping these folks in business. There were no questions that he asked of these folks about how the kids are doing, the operation, how they're getting fed, who's being helped. Instead, the focus was entirely on ensuring that the money continues to flow. And I'll add that he went so far as to say that he was going to fight these people in reference to the state agencies. The state agencies are his client.
Yeah. And when you said money's going to flow, did money flow to Mr. Ellison's campaign a couple weeks later from some of the folks who were in that meeting?
Sure did.
How much do we know how much that was?
I do not have that number.
So it wasn't just overlooking the fraud. They were actively trying to make sure this program continued, and then they benefited from that politically with contributions to their campaign, all in this same year, all in 2021, when this was all coming to a head. Is that accurate?
That is my understanding.
Meanwhile, America asks, why are we even paying taxes? The United States collects roughly $2.4 trillion annually in individual federal income taxes. Following long-needed investigations and reform, the real fraud numbers could exceed the taxpayers' contribution. Meanwhile, Somalia had billions in debt forgiven as it digs itself further into the pockets of the American taxpayer.
The full scope of the problem is not just criminal fraud, but a culture of profiting from government programs in perpetuity, not as a safety net, but as an industry.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot. and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome to the American Journal. Happy Friday, everyone. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot happening over here, a lot happening to wrap a bit of a chaotic news cycle. I love chaos, though. So this was a great week for me, and I hope it was a great week for you as we, you know, sift through all the nonsense. Now, I'm a big fan of staying busy, and so this was everything that I was looking for. Sometimes I'm like, oh, man, it's a slow news day. And then, you know, drip, 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 a little corruption exposed, and here we are. Excited that you're all jumping on with us today. We have an incredible lineup of some amazing guests joining me in a little bit. And I'm also going to be sounding off, by the way, on white liberal women, and even some that call themselves conservatives. We'll talk about this in a little bit, but they're making a great argument for repealing the 19th Amendment. Probably not intentional, but they are doing just that. All right, when it comes to the guests that we're having on today's show, we're going to have our reporters on today. Raw Egg Nationalists will be joining me as well. My good friend Dan Lyman. We'll also be joined with Mehek Cook, as many of you guys know. Mehek is on the ground right now in Ohio. She's knocking on doors, and she's asking some difficult questions. These questions really have the Somalians fired up. They're ticked off. She was assaulted earlier this week when she was just asking, again, simple questions. And a group of Somalian men also, you know, tried to gather around her and go after her. Weren't really happy with what she was saying. So we'll have her on. We'll also have Mel Kay on the program today as well, because there's plans for Ukraine. And surprise, surprise, everyone that you've known for the last, what, 4 or 5 years since Ukrainians? It's probably gone for three at least, Ukrainian war. Well, they're all coming in, and they're talking about this very openly, but obviously BlackRock, Larry Fink, all of them have their fingerprints all over Ukraine right now. And sadly, it's the Trump administration outlining just that for us. So we got a lot to dive into today. Let's just take a look at what's going on at the White House today. All right. So at 11 a.m. Eastern time, the president is meeting with the Secretary of State. Then later at 1 p.m., he's having lunch with the vice president. And then at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, the president is participating in a meeting with oil and gas executives. And I think it has something to do with Venezuela. I don't know if anyone else was up at 3:30 in the morning. I was. And I noticed a tweet that came from the president. It's actually not a tweet. It's a Truth Social post, as the pros would say. But ultimately, President Trump had an announcement on Truth saying that the U.S. and Venezuela are working well together. And then he's also talking about rebuilding, obviously, their oil and gas infrastructure. That's why that announcement about the meeting is so important that I just told you a second ago. Because of this cooperation, I have canceled the previously expected second wave of attacks, which looks like it will not be needed. However, all ships will stay in place for obviously safety and security purposes. So the president saying that he had a second wave of attacks planned, not going to happen because Venezuela is cooperating with him. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Again, I know a lot of people were very concerned about the gas and oil angle to all of this. And it's also strange because we're told that there was a woman who was elected president of Venezuela, but they're not pushing her in that position. Which, again, we're against regime changes. But if you're telling me that this woman won, then why aren't we switching them? Because Maduro's VP is now taking the slot. None of this makes sense to me right now. That's why I still don't have like a strong take on Venezuela. I know a lot of people are out there and they were screaming earlier this week. I'm going to keep standing by and just watching. Because man, oh man, you hope it's not for the oil. You hope it's not for the gas, all of this. You really hope that there's a plan in place that doesn't involve U.S. interference, but it's not looking very good right now. So we'll keep our eyes on Venezuela. All right, let's talk about, obviously, what's been unraveling in Minnesota. Obviously, that ICE-involved shooting is getting a lot of attention, and CNN apparently got their hands on a new angle. Take a look at clip one. This is what we're going to play for you right now. Anderson Cooper is explaining to his audience the latest details on just that. Take a look.
CNN has obtained some new video. Again, it's grainy and distant, but it shows 4 full minutes leading up to the shooting. It shows Rene Good's maroon Honda Pilot entering from the right there. Then 20 seconds later, someone gets out on the passenger side. We don't know who or why this person leaves the car. We then see her turn and pull perpendicular across the street, seeming to block the way. But as you see here, leaving room for vehicles to pass by her on either side. Finally, there is this new angle of the federal officer who shot her. He arrives. Another federal SUV pulls up. As the ICE officer briefly goes back to his car, then he returns, and with another agent grabbing at her door, she starts to move forward. Again, it's hard to see from this angle, followed by 3 gunshots in quick succession. 4 minutes in all from start to finish. But for all the video that may reveal, it says nothing about why Rene Good was where she was or what she was doing there. And it's not all we don't know. Somehow, the administration, without offering any evidence, seems terribly certain about who this woman is and what motivated her.
What young mother shows up and decides they're going to throw their car in front of ICE officers who are enforcing legitimate law? You've got to be a little brainwashed to get to that point to where you're willing not just to protest, that's fine, not peacefully protest, but throw your vehicle in front of legitimate law enforcement officers and drive your car into them. To get to that point, you have to be, I think, radicalized in a very, very sad way.
Well, the vice president also called her, quote, a deranged leftist and a member of a, quote, broader left-wing network.
Now, listen, folks, all you have to do is pay attention to what's been going on, and you know exactly what she's up to. Even her own comrades have been going out there and saying that this was her job. Her job was to lead the warriors or whatever they wanted to call it. There was actually a direct quote in the Post, let me pull it up, of what her nickname was. Yeah, warrior on the left. Again, they were even calling this. Her people were saying that she was actually very successful at all of this. So again, Anderson Cooper wants to pretend like we have to wait for motive. We have to wait for... Come on. If you're not a moron, you know exactly what's going on. And they're a part of this ICE Watch group that's throughout Minneapolis. Listen, if you don't run around doing things like this, chances are you're going to be fine. Chances are you're going to be fine. Now, obviously, it's tragic when a loss of life does happen, and we strongly want people to avoid this. But if you don't put yourself in these positions, these things don't happen. These things don't happen. And so when we look at what's unraveled in Minneapolis over these last few days, these people have only themselves to blame. And I'm so fed up with us. Oh, we have to entertain. Well, maybe we don't know what happened that day. Maybe we... She hits him with the car, folks. It's clear as freaking day. I've been scared. But when I'm scared, guess what I don't do? I don't plow through a federal agent. I'm so done with people saying, Rene Good was a mother. And we need to consider that. Did she consider her children when she decided to do this? No, she was too worried about the Somalians that were likely going to be deported and all the South Americans that were going to be deported from her community. That was her top priority. If you don't put yourself in these positions, these things don't happen to you. You know, we could sit here and talk about it all we want, but the FBI, as rogue as it was, we didn't give them a reason to shoot at us. You know why? Because we didn't do stupid things. I don't understand how you make it to adulthood without realizing that there are consequences for your actions. This is what happens when you don't discipline your children. This is what happens when you let them do whatever they want. They sit here, and that's a grown-ass woman. And they think that she might be in the right. That agent could have, hopefully it's a little bit, could have shot at her tires. Women are just the absolute worst. We'll play that clip for you in a little bit. You know, Laura Ingraham is on the ground right now in Minneapolis, and she's speaking, trying to speak to the protesters. And I don't even think we should call them protesters anymore, because we know that they're not, first off, intelligent people, but they're also not protesting a legitimate cause here. And Laura Ingraham had a bit of a reaction from one of these alleged protesters in clip two. Take a look.
Shame! Shame!
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
Shame! Shame! I'm getting paid right now! Shame! Shame!
I'm getting paid right now, lady. You see, I mean, what else do we need to say? Does anyone know the status on those investigations to those far left-wing terrorist organizations, the NGOs, these groups? What's going on there? Haven't heard about any raids, haven't heard about any grand juries or anything, but you know, now would be a good time to talk about that, considering the fact that they're trying to recreate the 2020 BLM riots. Just so happens to be in the same area, like 10 blocks away from where George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. And, you know, as a fellow white woman, I have to call it out, because I just think, what an embarrassment to all white women. But, you know, when times like this come about, the white guilt is very, very serious. It's something that they just, like, just can't stop talking about. Our white privilege. There was a clip that I saw circulating on End Wokeness, actually, but this one, it was great. On clip three, we're going to listen to a white woman who is just, she's so distraught about her own whiteness, and she doesn't even think that she could be there. It's a privilege, in fact. Take a listen.
So, I mean, I'm just walking around kind of just dayside, because I was like, I don't know if it's the right thing to do. It feels kind of wrong being here in some way. I don't know why.
Why do you think, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, like, where that stems from. Yeah. Like, I don't, I mean, part of it is being, like, a white woman, that I'm privileged and I have a lot of privilege. Mm-hmm. So I feel like white tears are not always something that's helpful or necessary. Yeah. When black and brown people have been experiencing this for a long time. This isn't new for them. And so I don't know if that makes any sense.
No. Oh, yes, Leah, your white tears, they're not helpful. They're not helpful. And it doesn't make any sense. It's just so laughable to sit back, watch these women come out. They're just so emotional, so emotional. It's just, when do you wake up and you realize that you are the problem? You're the person that's the problem. You are the one who's making your community unsafe. Heck, if illegal aliens weren't hiding in your communities, guess what? ICE wouldn't be there. You want ICE out, maybe get rid of the illegals, and then ICE would no longer have a reason to be in your community. I'm so tired of these liberal women who just want to kiss everyone's feet who they think have been victimized somehow, some way. When you look at what's happening right now in Minneapolis, you just think, okay, what are we going to do? At this point, you know, I know a lot of us joke about repealing the 19th, but at this point, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I can't even make an argument for why women should be able to vote at this point, mainly because there's just zero actual logic behind any of their political stances. It's all emotion, and it's exactly what's destroying this country. I can't make an argument for women being able to vote anymore. And I get it. It's not a winning stance, right? Politicians aren't going to come out and say, ah, we're going to repeal the 19th. But the reality of it is as females, we have a lot of blame that we need to accept. And by blame to accept, if we're going to start doing this guilt trip, it's not about being white. I'm not trying to guilt trip you guys at home for being white men, white women. And we need to just kiss minorities' feet until they forgive us for some past wrongdoing that they tell us in our liberal history classes. I'm over it all. I'm over it all. If repealing the 19th Amendment means saving this country, then whatever, we'll do it. We've got to do it at this point. And it's not just liberal women, by the way. You know, there's this woman, and we're going to play this clip in clip four. You're probably familiar with it. Sorry, every time I hear her voice, I cringe. She is a pro-lifer, and obviously that's something that I do agree with, but it's really difficult to listen to her because she talks to you like on a platform, and she looks down on you as she lectures you peasants when she speaks. I just can't accept it. Listen to clip four and exactly what's going on in regards to the alternative options that ICE possibly have. This is her pitch, or she's reading fan mail and she agrees with it, about how ICE could not use lethal force to stop individuals from plowing into them with their cars. There's other options like shooting at the tires. Take a listen.
But I do think it's up for debate still. Was this woman a violent protester, or was she just trying to get out of there in her car? I think that's still the question that's at hand that needs to be a debate. Always Forever says the thing is they could have shot at the tires. They are trained to avoid killing citizens. She was trying to get away. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And the law enforcement, ICE, should be trained to avoid killing people. That is not their job, to kill people. Their job is to protect the peace, enforce the law, obviously practice self-defense when needed, but it's not to just go out and kill people. So I think, you know, the jury's still out on this one. There's going to be more analysis, forensic analysis that's going to be done of this case. But I think it's a tragedy all in all, and a call for prayer as well as what we, you know.
It is a tragedy. It is a tragedy. No one's going to argue that with you, but what we will argue is, ladies, shooting at tires doesn't stop cars from coming at you. Okay. As a female who has a habit of hitting sidewalks and getting flats, I could promise you a flat tire is not going to stop a car from moving. In fact, I've been able to drive a couple of miles on a flat. And oh my gosh, this is so bad. This is so bad. I don't understand how we've gotten to this point, women. I don't understand. This is like a legitimate argument to make. Yeah, I should probably try to practice using less lethal forces to stop someone from hitting them with their car. This is stupid. This is really dumb. People like this shouldn't be allowed to vote. If you truly believe that an ICE agent who's not even, and when you look at the angles, he wasn't standing in front of the vehicle. She maneuvered the vehicle in front of the ICE agent. And that's when he pulled his firearm. Okay. So if you truly believe that when you're inches away, that you should then open fire on the tires, as if he's not being hit by the car, because he is being hit by the car. He was hit by the car, folks. And your alternative is we should practice being less lethal. Maybe just shoot at the tires. That would have stopped him. Her. Whatever she wants to call herself. This is just a whole nother level of stupidity. And it's not just liberal women. And we need to highlight that. The toxic femininity comes from both sides. Comes from those on the left and those on the right. This is stupid. This is really, really stupid. You have no idea what it's like to be a law enforcement officer. I have no idea what it's like to be a law enforcement officer. I'm not going to lecture a man who was dragged by an illegal alien 6 months prior, almost died. Right, I believe it was like 50 yards he dragged him in his car as he's hanging on for dear life. I'm not going to lecture that man on how he should react to a situation like that when he's literally being hit by another SUV again. You want to talk about liberal privilege, white privilege, whatever you want to call it, that is privilege. To sit there and lecture someone else who you have no idea what they've gone through and tell them how to react, that is privilege. That is privilege, because you are not brave enough to go out there and catch predators, rapists, pedophiles, murderers. You're a coward who sits on the sideline, watches these videos, replays them over and over again, and sits back and watches them from a safe angle, right? From whatever, if you're on your couch, like you're doing this safely. He doesn't have that option. I'm sure he would have loved that option. Everyone's telling me, well, you know, we had the call on, I respect it, saying that, oh, well, you know, she's moving her tire a certain way. He doesn't see that angle. He just sees that he's being hit by a car, an SUV. And it's an individual who is stalking him, okay, allegedly, according to Christy Noem. So cut the crap, folks, cut the crap. And it's not just me saying this. Thank God we have people of intelligence still in this country. We're not a minority. I do believe we are the majority. I'm hopeful that we are the majority still. Because in clip five, there is a man who is outlining the nonsense on how this isn't the blame of the ICE agent that we should be shifting this all over to. This is the blame of the woman who decided to use her car as a weapon. And he's calling out in clip five. Take a listen.
Y'all knew it was coming. So here it is. I'm going to tell you. F*** your feelings. Facts is facts. At the end of the day, I don't want to hear, oh, she had three kids, or she had a six-year-old. She was a good mother. She wasn't considering any of that when she got her ass behind that wheel and started operating it and drove it at a f***ing federal officer. That simple. F*** your feelings. What's going on in Minnesota, Minneapolis, wherever the f*** it is, where all them motherfuckers are snapping over the motherfucking daycare shit? Y'all created that shit. And the lady from Missouri, she got a fair mother. Y'all, I'm going to show you now. I just moved to Minnesota. I'm from the show me state. They showed her and put some holes in her motherfucking face. And now that bitch ain't got shit to say. And her kids are never going to see their mom again. Why? Because she made a stupid motherfucking move. If it was a nigga, you'd have just said, that's a dumb nigga. He should have complied. Well, that was a dumb white bitch and she should have fucking complied. And now she got what she got. And it is what it is. The bitch should have motherfucking listened. She should have got out the fucking car, complied. And she would have went on about her day and her kids would be having motherfucking dinner with her ass. Instead, that bitch got holes in her mother. Hit and she ain't here no more, and it is what it is. F*** your feelings. Facts is facts. Get out they f***ing way, let them do their f***ing job, leave them people to f*** alone, and they ain't gonna f*** with you. You keep f***ing with them, go on and drive a car to motherfucking officer if you want to, and see if you don't catch some hot ones in your ass. It is what it is.
It's true. I mean, it's all true. It's a tragedy, but only one person is to blame, and her name is Renee Good. So, before you sit here and start lecturing the rest of us, understand something. Actions have consequences. Actions have consequences. But nobody wants to talk about that, of course. Speaking of that, you know, yesterday there was a shooting over in Portland. Maybe you missed this one too. Hopefully you did, because the media is trying to push this one out like it's a big one. Trisha McLaughlin, the spokeswoman for DHS, love this chick. But she came out just to kind of, you know, push back on it a little bit, because obviously they're trying to run this into the ground. But she pretty much says that, you know, DHS, Border Patrol agents were conducting a targeted vehicle stop in Portland. The passenger of the vehicle is a Venezuelan illegal alien who's affiliated with Trinidad Agua and possibly running a prostitution ring. And was involved in a recent shooting in Portland. The driver of the vehicle is believed to have been a member, obviously, of the gang. When agents identified themselves, the occupants of the drive, the driver itself weaponized his vehicle and attempted to run over agents, because that's what everyone's doing these days, apparently. Out of fear for their life, they did open fire, and they apparently did strike the driver and the passenger again. F your feelings. You're going to do some stupid. Guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to get shot. You're going to get shot. I don't have empathy, because guess what? They're running a prostitution ring. And for the most part, allegedly, for the most part, it's probably not even, we're safe saying the fact that it's not a prostitution ring. These women are not there. These children probably are not there willingly. These are rape victims who are being obviously victimized by gangs. And so F them all. F them all. So good on those agents. Defend yourselves. Because when ICE agents are killed, when Border Patrol agents are killed, gets a couple of headlines and that's it. Nobody sits there and goes to the streets and protests for them. So my rule of thumb, shoot first, ask questions later. Unless, of course, it's unarmed and they're not obviously going after you. But these people are obviously the aggravators who are going out there and trying to kill ICE agents, federal agents, whatever it is. Done with them all. All right, folks, we got more to discuss in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to unpack in the next portion of the show. So buckle up, more to discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Happy Friday, everyone. Oh, man. All right, we got a big show lined up for you today. Four incredible guests joining us. We look forward to that in just a little bit. We've got Raw Egg Nationalist joining us in the next hour, as well as Dan Lyman, our great reporters over at Infowars.com. A lot of stories they're following that they're going to break down for you, the people. We also have Mehek Cook joining us in the third hour of the show. Mehek's on the ground in Ohio. She's an attorney who has been getting a bunch of tips regarding alleged fraud. So if you're asking what kind of fraud, it's Somalian daycare, healthcare fraud. And again, it's allegedly. So she's knocking on doors and they're not very happy to see Mehek. Not very happy to see her. So she'll join me to bring us the very latest. We'll also have Mel Kay on the program today because a lot happening with Ukraine. And, you know, BlackRock, well, they've got their whole paw print all over Ukraine right now. It's actually really bad. It's really, really bad. Mel Kay is going to be fired up and talk with us about that. In the meantime, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but over at the AlexJonesStore.com, we actually launched a new shirt. This is a special edition, limited edition, I should say. Support your local ICE raid shirt. It's over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you want to go head on over there right now and grab one of those, it's going to be up on the site for a couple of, I don't even know, maybe days, hours. Just do it right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're a VIP member, you get that discounted price because we appreciate your support when you do support us as a VIP member. But again, this is because Governor Tim Walz has called for a military uprising against ICE agents. And so why not snag this shirt and support your local ICE raids as they continuously go out there and try to purge the filth out of our country? You know, yesterday I received multiple emails from DHS and they pushed this out to all of the press in those emails. Again, when you're going down the list of the people they've just recently arrested, and I get multiple emails a day, this was just one email. It was four child predators and a murderer in just a couple of days. They rounded these people up. And it's not even like that's all they got. That's just the key ones that they're going to highlight for now. And then another email followed later. And it was, again, another individual accused of sexual assault. So they're really going out there and getting some horrible people off of our streets. And I told you this. I told you all. These individuals, I love our ICE agents just for the simple fact that, like, they've got a really tough job. A really tough job. Everyone's going after them now. And it's crazy how under a Democrat, nobody cares. But now under a Republican who's actually utilizing them to the reasons why they're supposed to be in here in the first place, they're being targeted. But they're not letting up anytime soon. And I'm just so proud of all of these people for going out there every day, being fearless. And by the way, that ICE agent who shot Renee Good. Well, one local outlet, we're not going to say the name of the agent because I will not partake in this behavior, claims that they ID'd the agent and aired him out. Screw that outlet. That's absolute garbage. You don't do something like that because you know you're putting their lives at risk. Specifically, though, what outlet was it? It was the Star Tribune. So screw them. Screw them. I'm not going to sit here and dox this guy. He's probably now going to move because you all know these left-wing terrorists will go after him. Again, he was a victim just a couple of months ago. He was actually nabbing, and I got the update yesterday from DHS. 6 months ago, he was nabbing a convicted sex offender. Well, that sex offender, who's also an illegal alien, decided to hit the gas and drag him about 50 yards. And he had some very severe injuries. But he's not a coward. He goes back out to do his job. And then what happens? Well, 6 months later, a woman uses her vehicle to, what we could see on video, try to hit him, try to run him over. They did actually hit him. He had to go to the hospital again. And he didn't move to stand in front of her car. She moved her car. Just more garbage being spewed by the corporate media, these left-wing hacks who are hoping that you take to the street and you protest. It's all about the distraction because right now there's billions of dollars of fraud being uncovered in Minnesota. And obviously a lot of key politicians, Democrats, are at the center of all of this. And they're being called out. They don't want you talking about it. Let's pivot a little bit, though. Talking about Democrats being corrupt, it gets a little exhausting. Let's talk about Republicans who do absolutely nothing for us, the people. There was a really interesting interview that I shared today on X. Has to do with the oversight chairman, James Comer, who is really getting upset right now. And I'm so excited that it's not just, you know, we the people, that we also hear, we're starting to hear people within the Republican Party speak out about the lack of action we're seeing from the DOJ. It's not just us black pillars. It's other politicians who have actually done, the oversight committee's done decent work, right? They've exposed a lot of the auto pen stuff. And I'm sure for them, you know, when you're making a lot of these criminal referrals, and James Comer has done that, you write up these criminal referrals, you send it over to the DOJ, and then it's crickets from the DOJ. So there's a reason why, obviously, Comer and other Republicans would be fired up, would be angry, because it's a reflection onto them as well. Because we constantly say, like, what are you guys doing? But they have done, and this is to be fair, they have done things. They have done criminal referrals. They have advocated for there to be some type of criminal charges filed. And for those auto pen users, well, for them to have the ramifications that they rightfully deserve, most importantly, for all of that to just be voided. But James Comer is telling you, giving you some inside baseball here, which we're always told that they can't talk about. But finally, James Comer's out here speaking about that in clip 7. Take a listen.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of the comments on X. This is a very popular chart on X. It says zero arrests for some scandals that are very important to Republicans. Is that what accountability looks like?
Listen, that's the biggest complaint of every Republican on the House Oversight Committee is there haven't been enough arrests. Now, some of these, some of those issues, I don't know, it's going to be hard to arrest people. With the Biden auto pen scandal, what we produced in our investigation is evidence that the pardons and executive orders that were signed with the auto pen in the last year of the Biden administration should be declared null and void. Now, President Trump tweeted after we issued our report that he was going to declare them null and void, but I don't believe the paperwork's ever been done, and you're still going to have to go to court for that. But our congressional investigation will serve as basis to uphold the declaration of those pardons and executive orders being declared null and void. Someone from the Department of Justice just has to take it to court.
Okay, so someone from the Justice Department has not picked up the ball yet.
It appears that way.
Okay, well, that must be frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at his hand motion when he's talking to her, though. I want you to watch his hands as he says he's very frustrated. I mean, he's literally like, it's very frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. You could tell James Comer is not very happy. I mean, he's literally doing this. It's very, very frustrating as she asks him. Of course, he's fired up. He's angry. But he has to be professional about his criticism, and that's what you hear there. Listen, this is ridiculous. This is infuriating that nothing has happened here. And you, the people, have every right to voice your concerns. Don't let anyone tell you you don't. Don't let anyone talk over you too, by the way, and say that you don't have a right to express your disputes, your disagreements, to detail why you're not happy with what's currently going on. Don't let them tell you that you don't have the right to say that. You do. You're a taxpayer, you're a voter, you have every right to say that. The midterms won't go well for us because why? Well, why would people be motivated to go out there and vote again? You know, we poured out on Election Day to elect this administration because we really wanted to. There you go. That's James Comer. He is fired up. He is very nervous. James Comer, the Oversight Committee chairman, maybe the chairman of the Black Pillars at this point. I think that's what they're going to accuse him of. Seriously, folks, you have every right to be critical. Don't let anyone tell you you don't. Don't let anyone tell you don't. We could sit here and voice our concerns as the American people, say we're not happy with this. We're happy with what we're seeing from DHS, but the lack of prosecutions over the DOJ. We're not stupid. We saw what happened under the Biden administration, folks. You saw how quickly they were able to go out there, arrest J6ers, hundreds of them, within a matter of a couple of months. Use the FBI to do just that. Round them all up. Maybe they took an unauthorized tour of the Capitol. Maybe. But then they still slapped on a lot of those conspiracy charges, cooked it up to terrorism enhancements. So we saw it. It's gotten done before. You're not crazy. You're not crazy. You're not a black pillar either. You know, it's kind of getting insane that we call people names and then we pretend to all be on one side, or that there's like a select group of people who could designate who's MAGA, who's not. I don't care, folks. If we all vote the same way, have different opinions, think that we could get to the, which I believe, and I think you at home believe, is our core goal here is to save this country from the globalists who are trying to destroy it. Maybe we all have different methods to get to that goal, but if we share that same common goal, I'm not going to attack you. The goal here is to save this country. We are on a very bad path, obviously. We saw what has unraveled over these last few years. And right now, if you're sitting back and you're watching all of this, you're watching what's happening, we see that there's different entities, obviously, to this administration that are working their tails off, and we are so proud of them. And I, even today on X, gave a shout out to DHS because they do an incredible job. And they've got several, obviously, as many of you guys know, between like DHS, ICE, Border Patrol. I mean, they've got a lot under their umbrella, TSA as well. And as somebody who sued TSA and just settled the lawsuit just a few weeks ago, I can tell you that I'm obviously very critical of them. But the folks over at DHS, they are responsive. They answer my questions. They'll call me if they have to. If they see something that I maybe report on that they disagree with, they'll call me. And they're very respectful of it. They'll tell me why they think I'm wrong. They do an incredible job over there. And you have to give credit where credit's due. Pentagon as well might not agree with certain things. I know they haven't agreed with my reporting, but guess what? When I reach out, someone reaches back out to me to let me know that they're going to work on something for me. But that's not the same treatment that I've received with every agency thus far. DOJ not really happy with me because I'm obviously saying things that aren't very complimentary. I'm reporting on things that aren't very complimentary. You know, obviously you guys saw what I reported earlier this week. But there's an individual who was the lead prosecutor in all of the J6 persecutions who's still working over at the DOJ, Kenneth Quarter. I reached out to the DOJ for comment. I reached out to Kenneth himself for comment about how they tried to pin potentially, they wanted to arrest it. Literally, Kenneth Quarter in an email is saying to move her over to the folder to be prosecuted at a later date. A disabled woman who didn't even go anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th, but he didn't see any evidence. He didn't care. Charge her. She's a Trump supporter. Guilty. Well, he still works for the DOJ. And when I put up that email, my phone was blowing up because everyone at the DOJ has been asking Todd Blanche to fire this individual. But Todd Blanche hasn't. Todd Blanche hasn't. And they just don't respond to me anymore. And that's fine. Don't respond to me. They don't have to directly respond to me, but people call. People call. And we're just done with it. We're done with all of this. We're not going to sit here and pretend like this is acceptable. We're just not. You voted for more to be done. And you have every right to demand more from your government. To sit here and pretend like you're not smart enough to understand why things aren't being done, that's garbage. That's garbage. And that's that elitist nonsense that the left does. When celebrities endorse politicians, they have to lecture us because we're not intelligent to understand these issues. No. I'm done with the garbage. I'm done with the nonsense. I'm done with people going after and other individuals because they don't like your reporting, because you're not a cultist, because you ask questions. Asking questions is good, especially when it's with your government officials. I don't think that the government is immune to criticism. Especially if you're someone who lost everything. And this is the other part that I just really don't understand, right? Because the J6ers, you know, there were so many of them when I was talking to them who were falling behind in their mortgage payments because their husbands were being held in jail. They lost their jobs. Their spouses lost their jobs because someone must have been flagging a lot of their employers. Because magically, people who weren't guilty of any crimes, well, their whole families were losing their jobs, their income. Again, it's one of the many layers of lawfare. So if you're at home right now and you're one of the many victims of the federal government and you see what's happening right now, that's not what you voted for. And I endorsed leadership over at the FBI, but we didn't get what we voted for. We didn't get what we endorsed. Will we down the line? I hope so. I hope there's something happening behind the scenes that I'm privileged enough to know about. And when it does happen, I would love to come back here and say, we got it wrong. They really were doing something behind the scenes. But you know, my name's not Sean Hannity, and I will not tell you every day on this show that arrests are coming. Arrests are coming. And I will not read directly from press releases that come from these three-letter institutions and tell you that what's in this letter, what's in this press release, is 100% what's going on. You can't ask any questions. Ask questions, folks. Ask questions. Because it's your government. It's not like you're asking about personal issues. We're not targeting people within this. I don't target people. That's another thing, too. That's why I really don't like this bullying campaign that we've seen over these last few months that's been going on when they go after certain conservatives that maybe don't feel the same way. And everyone just bullies and piles on. I don't partake in that behavior. I think it's extra garbage. We're adults. We could do better. But when it comes to government officials, you could definitely criticize them for their professional actions. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about a name you probably haven't heard in a while. The the former Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot. Well, apparently she's getting funding to launch something that I think is actually really, really scary. The ICE Accountability Project. Now, it's not because they're looking to hold ICE accountable, because I truly believe that we should hold any federal agency accountable. That's something we could all get behind, but that's not what she's doing here. She's looking to dox agents and to instill fear into their hearts and to stop people from becoming ICE agents and to stop doing these raids, these arrests. I want you to listen carefully to her words in clip A, because she announced this newly funded ICE Accountability Project. Won't tell you who the funding is coming from, though, but this new project that she's pieced together. Take a look.
I could not in good conscience sit and watch what was happening and just feel frustrated and angry. I needed to do something constructive about it.
With the help of some unnamed donors, former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is launching the ICE Accountability Project.
Our project is focused instead on those federal immigration agents who cross the line, who have violated residents' rights, and believe that they are above the law.
Lightfoot is encouraging people to submit videos and other evidence to the project's website, reporticenow.com. She says there'll be two levels of review. A small team of lawyers, former federal agents, and trained investigators will work on verifying the incidents. If it all checks out, evidence will be published.
This site intentionally is not on a U.S.-sponsored platform, so we don't run the risk of anybody trying to censor information.
Censor information. Can't remember a time when that happened, where they bullied private companies into censoring information. She might be onto something, Lori Lightfoot. Maybe she knows something about that. You see, what they're doing here is they're trying to dox these individuals. And they've done a great job at it so far. You know, like I told you before, they've done on the dark web. I've seen it. We've heard of it. DHS, ICE, FBI, all confirming it. But now she's looking to use, I wonder who's funding this project. Now she's looking to go after them. Why are we just like gonna allow this to slide? That should be a real question, folks. Because Lori Lightfoot intentionally drove Chicago into the ground. And I'm sure there's some level of corruption here that could be exposed. Follow the homeless funding. All of those billions of dollars that they do in Democratic cities where they just like shuffle money into these homeless projects. We all know what's happening there. The money goes missing. It's never actually there. And so that would probably be where I'd go to first, maybe. You can't sit here and allow these evil, evil people to do what they're looking to do right there. They're looking to target ICE agents. As if it's not bad enough, right? Because remember what happened in Dallas. One of their left-wing terrorists decided to open fire on ICE vehicles, ended up killing migrants, sadly. Again, they don't deserve to die. But those bullets weren't intended for the migrants. Those bullets were intended for those ICE agents. So understand something. When they sit here and pretend like they're nonviolent, they are not telling you the truth. You get it. I get it. We all know what's going on here. They are trying to stir up the craze within their own party to go out there and do something. They are provoking them. And this is all intentional. This isn't accidental. You know, this is truly a battle between good and evil. They are the evil. They are looking for their left-wing terrorists to go out there and to kill agents. Make no mistake. By sitting there and putting this information out there, what do you expect? They're not peacefully protesting. These aren't peaceful protests. They are trying to intimidate ICE from doing their jobs. They don't care. Chicago is a cesspool. And it's so sad because it's one of the most beautiful cities, I think, in our country, if we didn't allow these communists to destroy it. But sadly, we did. Sadly, we allow cities to go to the crapper and we go, oh, well, look how bad that got. And we just let it go. I don't know why we do this. I know why they do it. Because Republicans run on the platform. You see how bad things are getting over there? Vote for us. Doesn't help. And sadly, so many Americans end up dead because of it. But that's the world we're currently living in right now.
That's the cold world we're currently living in. And it's just so frustrating that these Democrats are so bold to come out there and let you know they've created a platform to begin doxing ICE agents, to begin interfering in their arrests. Do I want violent gang members off our streets? Do I want predators off of our streets? Murderers off our streets? Abso-frickin-lutely. Round them all up, ship them out. But for some reason, and by some reason, I'm being sarcastic. Democrats keep trying to block us. These violent criminals that they imported into this country, they're trying to block us. Remember, I told you, I broke that exclusive to you. The Biden regime was knowingly allowing sexual predators into our country. In fact, all they had to do was sign a little waiver saying that they were going to complete a recovery service and do an amount of hours a day and some counseling. Convicted rapists, child predators, and we welcomed them into our country. Now you have to get rid of this trash. Folks, these are animals. These are animals. Thanks for getting this up on the screen, folks. If you want to look at the documents yourself, it's up on independentnewsroom.com. But these people are animals. I had to sue the TSA. I had to sue so many agencies to try to get stuff. Still, no answers on a lot of this, but TSA just recently settling that lawsuit with me, paying my legal fees, thankfully, because they have to, because they lost. But folks, this is what we're up against. This is what we're up against. Democrats intentionally brought pedophiles, rapists, murderers into our country, and now we have to get rid of them. And nobody gets a damn when an ICE agent's ran over, hit by a car. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But if you dare to open fire on a left-wing terrorist that's literally trying to run over an ICE agent, well, riots in the streets. They're trying to recreate the 2020 BLM riots. It's all the same characters because they've obviously been ousted or outed, I should say, for the billions of dollars of fraud that were committed in their state. They don't want you talking about it. Great deflection. They're hoping you're dumb enough to just switch up the narrative and look the other way. Good news coming from the vice president, though, saying, no, we're actually going to hire a separate U.S. attorney to just look into all the fraud because it's widespread. And we'll talk about it, too, because it's going to pop up in New York soon as well. As if it's not there, it's there in New York, but it's going to get worse. Folks, there's a reason why they keep pushing these things. Everyone's being paid off. It's a massive pay-to-play scheme. And they're hoping you're dumb enough to look the other way. But, you know, we're not dumb enough to look the other way. Our audience is dumb enough to look the other way. We are actually... when it comes to the most intelligent voting base, that's us. So we're going to keep diving into it. We're going to keep calling out the nonsense. Mahek Cook's on the ground in Ohio. She's calling it out. She's getting these tips. She's an attorney. She's investigating it. They're not happy to see her, but we're happy to see her. We'll see her in the third hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. Buckle up. We've got more to discuss. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. If you like our work, if you want to support us, that is the best way to do just that. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Every time you make a purchase, you win, or you potentially could win, one of these sick fries. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it. Then you will be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like a Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.